Okay. Testing.
Where were we the last time?
I got 30.7.
That sounds about right. I think I've gone over local bodies of water.
Let's see what 30.7 is. Yeah, that's right. Let's see how this sounds.
Okay, what would you call a slight elevation in the land? It'd be a little...
Well, I call it hill.
Have you ever heard you call the thing out?
Yeah, I know. You might call it a mound. I'd call something an Indian mound.
What about a thing that you open the door? It's half turned to open the door.
A doorknob.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard a hill call that?
Yeah, no. I'd be likely to call a small, scraggly-looking hill a knob. With ragged trees or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about something much bigger than that? That's
a mountain.
And the rocky side of a mountain?
Cliff.
And more than one?
You'd need to have two cliffs.
What about a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
Well, to me that'd be a gap.
Yeah.
And I guess if you had a trail through it, it'd be a pass.
Okay. And what about the thing that the old gunfighters carved in their gun handles?
A notch for every man.
Okay. And a place where ships would stop and unload freight?
A dock or a wharf.
Okay. And a place where water falls a fair distance, that would be it.
A waterfall.
Does it make any difference how far it falls, what you call it? Say if it were a little place out in the field where water dropped a few inches.
I'd take my wife there on her honeymoon. I sure wouldn't call that a waterfall. A waterfall would be, a decent distance.
Yeah.
I don't know what a decent distance would be, though. Several feet.
Does a pour over or spillway mean anything?
Well, I think of a spillway in terms of industrial use. A spillway being a large amounts of waste.
Uh-huh.
Or also, a spillway to me means you've got a dam, and then you've got the floodgates. Uh-huh. I call that the spillway where the water comes through.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I don't think I'd ever call it just a natural water formation, a spillway, or a pour over either.
Okay. What about different types of surfaces for roads?
Well, there's a dirt road and concrete roads and asphalt roads.
Mm-hmm.
And tar, well, I guess the asphalt is partially a tar.
Mm-hmm. And what about the little tiny rocks? You just had that on the road.
Well, I can't, they have those mostly down close to the ocean, I reckon, down in Florida, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
on along the coast where they use shell and rocks,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think I have a name for that. Shell road, or you were talking about specifically just rocks?
Yeah, just rocks.
Just rocks. Well, cobblestone street.
What about, just loose?
Loose. Well, gravel road, yeah.
What about if you're driving...
And washboard road. What we always call a washboard road.
It's a concrete
road that has every, 40 feet would have a built in pieces. And you go over each piece and it sounds like you're driving over a washboard.